This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Chief Tedros Adhanom says today the world was slow to respond to coronavirus.
The time to act was actually more than a month ago or 2 months ago. That's what we have been saying. But we still believe that there is opportunity. I think we squandered the first window of opportunity.
Well, talk about squandering. Back on January 14th, the World Health Organization posted on Twitter that coronavirus could not spread from human to human. That was the WHO.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. That was Asman of Fox News talking about the World Health Organization saying that the world responded too slowly. And then he also showed that the WHO said you don't need to respond very quickly. But thankfully, Donald Trump did, and the WHO essentially said President Trump was smart to act more quickly. Glad you guys are listening to the program, The Kevin Jackson Show. In the previous hour, I was talking about the fact that, number one, we don't know what the next phase of this is going to be for the Democrats. They've tried again to destroy Donald Trump. They've tried to use the economy as the only weapon they have left, because no matter what the politics are, it's the economy, stupid. And let me tell you what they did with Barack Obama during this very same time frame, this first term. They had him print money. They had Barack Obama do quantitative easing. They printed $1 trillion a month, over $1 trillion to start, $95 billion a month. Then it dropped down to 85, then eventually 75. They effectively gave this man $1 trillion free dollars every single year to prop up the economy. And that's the reason why we ended up with $10 trillion of more debt. That's why Donald Trump has inherited double the amount of debt. He's got to worry about the inflation on that debt that was double the size. When Barack Obama took over, it was $10 trillion. When he left, it was almost $20 trillion. So it's one thing to pay your interest on $10 trillion. And what they did with Barack Obama during his time was they kept it so low. They kept the fee on that money so low. It was practically deflationary. It was 0% interest. Under Donald Trump, there was no quantitative easing. In fact, it was the opposite. And they then started raising the interest rate, and he had to deal with that. That's why he was complaining about the Fed chairman. He's going, why are you raising these interest rates on me when you didn't raise them on Barack Obama? We have growth now. We can actually deal with inflation and all these other issues because we have an economy that's growing. Barack Obama had a fake growth economy. It was a bought and paid for economy. I want you to also consider, and I said this last hour, consider what would have happened to Barack Obama if they did to Trump anything that they've done to him. If they tried to impeach him. The worst that Barack Obama could face is they said he wasn't a legit president because he wasn't born here. He was accused of not being completely American. That's the biggest thing he got fought on. The guy passed Obamacare despite all odds, and he couldn't do anything else. Couldn't get anything done. Oh, the Republicans fought him at every turn. Look at what Donald Trump has done, and he's done this under the idea of Russian collusion. He's done it under the idea of Ukrainian interference, etc., and coercion. And now he's facing the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus. Barack Obama faced H1N1, which was far more deadly and far more dangerous by the numbers. And there was not a single grocery store shelf emptied. There wasn't a single business closed. There wasn't a clamor for anything. They gave him a pass. He played golf on the day that he announced that this was a pandemic, and no leftist organization said a word. By that point, thousands of Americans had died. Not a word. So I ask these questions just for you to ask yourself this. Ask people that you know. Say, why would they not do this for Obama? And let me give you the answer. It would have destroyed him. It would have destroyed him. It would have destroyed the Democrats. Baby black Jesus couldn't get it done, couldn't solve the problem. And despite Barack Obama's late, months later, declaration of a pandemic, according to the WHO, months later, after the WHO declared it, he declared it, killing of thousands of Americans, etc., hundreds of thousands that went to the hospital, millions who contracted the disease. The media says nothing. It's like it never happened. And you know what? America went on. We survived. Had nobody said a word, had they done exactly the same thing for the Chinese Wuhan virus, maybe you would have gotten the same numbers. But you wouldn't have gotten 3.28 million unemployed. You wouldn't have gotten people putting security guards and cops in toilet paper aisles at the grocery store. You wouldn't have gotten people panicking. Would people die? Yeah. Happens every day. While I'm having this conversation with you, people are dying. I give you the numbers all the time. A couple hundred thousand people die every day. Factor that into 24 hours. So let's just say if 200,000 people are dying every day, that means that at least, what, 100 people are dying every hour? Well, what is it? What's the 20? If we just broke it into a 20-hour day, and 200,000 people are dying, it's 1,000 people an hour, or it has to be 20,000. It's 10,000 people an hour. Yeah, I know. I got a math degree. But I'm thinking about something else. So 10,000 people an hour are dying. Break that down into minutes. 60 minutes in an hour. So X number of people are dying every minute, and X number of people dying every second. So while I'm talking to you, people are dying all over the world. People are dying in the United States. Over whatever illnesses they have. Had one of my friends had four friends who had survived pancreatic cancer. And the one who had survived it the longest, I found out, she just died. She's a wife of a friend of mine, Clarence. And she just died about 3-4 months ago. One of those casualties, but she didn't die because of the dreaded Chinese Wuhan. These people want you panicked. And I'm not here to, I'm telling you right now, you got to live your life knowing that there are things out there that can harm you. But you're more likely to be killed in an accident at your home than you are by the Wuhan virus. When we get back, we talk about crazy, creepy Joe Biden, Democrats' biggest regret.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Joe Biden is tragic. Tragic. I said to anybody who's willing to listen, what would we do as Republicans if Donald Trump were showcasing the type of dementia, the type of nuttiness that Joe Biden was? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. It's the KevinJacksonShow.com. We made it easy on you. In fact, it's so easy, you want to know who you're listening to right now? If you said Kevin Jackson, bing, 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 you get the prize. That's right. And I just try to deliver stuff to you in a common sense way. I don't feel like I'm a do I have a little inside knowledge of stuff? Yeah. Am I kind of a bright guy? Sure. Yes. And I've raised 4 sons that I think are pretty bright themselves, even though, boy, I got to tell you, my kids can do some crazy stuff, too. But I will tell you, you have this power within yourself. It's called common sense. And you exercise it. One of them is listening to this program. So congratulations for you for that. And you can ascertain and you can figure out these things that I'm talking about the same way that I do, using that power of logic and common sense. And I'm going to tell you something. The people who, the Democrats who are putting their eggs in the Joe Biden basket, I don't get it. I would love for one of you to call me, 844-551-8255. I know you listen to the program. I would love for you to call me and explain to me, Kevin, why you want Joe Biden. I haven't met a Democrat yet, and I don't hang around too much because you don't want to catch the dreaded disease, right? But I haven't met one yet that goes, man, I love Biden. Biden is, man, that dude is smart. Joe Biden? Are you kidding me? Versus Donald Trump? I'll take Biden every time for Alex for $2,000. Yeah, please. I've yet to meet that person. There are people that work for Biden that don't feel that way. So I'm curious as to how he, you know, what the Democrats think they're going to get out of this Joe Biden thing. And look, I'm going to touch on some of this because the rumor mill is they want Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo, the guy who wouldn't get into the race. You want to know why Cuomo wouldn't get into the race? Because he's under scandal. Cuomo's in big trouble in Illinois. He set up these watchdog groups. And then when the watchdog groups went, wait a minute, there's some shenanigans going on at the gubernatorial level, he shut down the watchdog groups. You think Donald Trump will let him get away with that? Bring him on. I was on a radio show the other day as a guest. And they said to me, Kevin, what do you think is going to happen in the Democrats' convention? They go, why do you think Bernie Sanders is still hanging in? I go, Bernie Sanders is hanging in there because he knows Joe Biden is nuttier than squirrel turds. And he's going, man, all I got to do is hang in here. I might just backdoor this nomination. Everybody dropped out. All these idiots that dropped out and then put all their eggs into the Joe Biden basket. I want you to understand. Buttigieg drops out. I support Joe Biden. I mean, literally within hours. Mr. Vice President, please give me a call. You know, I've been given bribes and now I'm dropping out. And, you know, please have a place for me in your administration. And they're begging. Begging for what? Begging for something that cannot happen and will not happen? Joe Biden's crazy. And if the Democrats want to fool themselves and pretend that it's all good, go for it. But they're not fooling us. Go on social media. You will see Democrats going, well, I think that with Cuomo giving all these press conferences during the time of the coronavirus, the Chinese Wuhan, maybe he should be our nominee. They're wanting him for their nominee. And if they don't want him, there's other people being considered. Trust me, it is not over. It is not over. And don't be surprised if some of the people who have gotten out, the Bloombergs or the Steyers or whomevers, say, you know, listen, we could put together this group and we could do it better, blah, blah, blah. Fine. But here's, I want you to understand the implications, because people are going, Kevin, can you imagine Joe Biden negotiating with Russia? Well, the short answer is, of course not. It'd be like Mr. Magoo in their meeting with Putin. But they have all these advisors that are with them. And when Joe would go off the rails, these 35-year-olds with their Ivy League degrees and their false sense of intelligence would go in there and they would just start doing whatever they want. I likened it to you being a 25-year-old kid being the executor of his great-great-grandfather's, you know, who's 113, of his estate, and he's a multi-trillionaire, right? And them going, well, we can do whatever we want to, man. I mean, this is so cool, you know? I mean, that's what I equate it to. Yeah. Anyway, Joe Biden said he spoke with a foreign leader. Here's him in an interview.
But with regard to speaking to foreign leaders, I haven't spoken with a foreign leader in the last probably 2 weeks.
Who was the last foreign leader that you spoke with? Did you talk about coronavirus at all?
I talked about how it affected their country, but no, I'm not going to. It was an off-the-record discussion I had, so I'm not going to indicate who.
That was Joe Biden playing coy. Yeah, you remember when Hillary Clinton says, I have all these foreign leaders reaching out to me. Yeah, they want to know my opinion. They want to know, what are you going to do when you take over, President Clinton? See, this is the Democrats. They want you to believe that they're in charge. Even when I'm not in charge, people think that I'm in charge. Joe Biden says, well, I don't want to tell you who because it was a private discussion or whatever. Well, it's also in violation of the Logan Act because you are just a private citizen, Joe. And nobody should be reaching out to foreign leaders on having any types of discussions on behalf of America in any kind of way except the president and his assigns. That's it. So it's a violation of the Logan Act. But you know what? Who cares? Because Joe makes stuff up. He flatly makes stuff up. We're going to get into some of this stuff. His live stream and some of the things that Joe said over the past week. I'm telling you, if you're a Democrat and you want this guy leading you, this just the guy you want that you're going to fall in behind to go to war, you got bigger problems than I can even imagine. Joe Biden wants people to believe he's relevant, and he's not. Joe Biden canceled one of his first live streams. Who knows why? He said it was technical difficulties. Technical difficulties to do a live stream? It's like having a technical difficulty of breathing. People know how to do live streams. It's Twitter you can do. Facebook, everybody's got them. Pick up your phone, it'll connect directly to it. Oh, yeah, technical difficulties. Yeah, called your brain, Joe. Technical difficulties. You didn't know what to say. Donald Trump stands up for hours giving pressers, the most lucid pressers. They ask him a question. He doesn't mince words. He's not reading a teleprompter. He's not looking for aides and going, hey, can I say this? Can I say that? He gives you the straight answer. He deals with the consequences of it. And Joe Biden can't stand and sit in front of a camera for less more than 2 minutes without you going, this guy's got problems. And this is with them literally holding his hand. Watch the interviews and tell me they're not treating this guy like he's their demented grandpa. Just watch one of them. When we come back, I'm going to highlight some of the things that Joe Biden has said, besides violation of the Hatch Act, or Logan Act, whichever one it is. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House passed a sweeping $2 trillion coronavirus relief package that will provide immediate assistance to many Americans, small businesses, and major industries on the brink of economic collapse amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. New York Democrat Max Rose tells Fox News people are dying and millions are out of work.
I rise today in support of this bill because our frontline soldiers of this war, our nurses and our doctors, need masks. I rise today because days from now, weeks from now, New Yorkers will need thousands of more ventilators.
President Trump is calling on GM to open its shuttered Lordstown, Ohio plant to make ventilators. The president is criticizing the company's CEO by name, Mary Barra, saying she promised to deliver 40,000 ventilators quickly, but now they only have 6,000 built in late April. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Just act like a president. That's a stupid way to say it.
You know, Donald Trump
really
is
wish he's... Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I probably best I don't.
All right, let me ask you this.
I just can't figure the guy. It's like watching a yo-yo. I shouldn't have said it that way. It's like watching.
It feels that way. I want to ask you. I want to. It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay, Joe. It's okay. It's okay, Grandpa. So that you don't remember Grandma. It's okay. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're talking to. Who are you listening to, rather? Well, you may be talking to me. I try to listen to you. I said earlier, I feel bad for the Democrats. Biden is their choice. Pathetic. That was his interview on CNN. That was them placating this old, feeble, decrepit, creepy old dude. I mean, did I say old twice? Yeah, well, okay. Whatever. That was interesting to watch. But forget about that. Here's what I would ask you. What would you think the media would be saying if Donald Trump did an interview like that? What would they be saying? If Donald Trump is doing these hour-long press conferences on the Wuhan, Chinese Wuhan virus, and he was like, probably said it like that. Okay. Well, anyway, boy, that cloud looks like a crow. Yeah. What were we talking about? I mean, strange. And folks, there are, in the last week, don't even think I'm exaggerating it, there's at least three of these kinds of videos that you're going, what? You're scratching your head on Joe Biden. I would tell you I feel sorry for him, and I still feel sorry for the Democrats, but I don't. If you're 77 years old, and you've been in the Senate for 30-plus years, and you served as vice president, you know what? It is time to get out. But Democrats are so desperate, they keep an old man in. A dude who's lost a son to brain cancer. A dude who's lost a son to drugs and alcohol. Whose family is in torment. And they're saying, Joe, run for president. That's more important. You know why Donald Trump ran for president? Because he's got his crap together. He's not dealing with crackhead sons. He hasn't lost a child. He hasn't been in politics forever. He's got all his wits about him, and he wants to make a real change. Joe Biden's been doing this for decades. Nothing this man has done will be missed in the annals of history. Nothing. There is no significance of Joe Biden, despite all the honorary this and honorary that, and you got this, that, and the other, Joe Biden is done. He is kaput. So there you go. Joe Biden. A shame. I don't even know if you heard the other story. Biden now claiming that he was a professor at the University of Pennsylvania, an Ivy League school. One of my sons graduated from the school of the Wharton School of Business. Joe Biden says, when I left the Senate, I became a professor there. I'll play that clip. You want to play that clip now? Yeah, let's go ahead. Play it.
You know, when I left the United States Senate, I became a professor at the University of Pennsylvania, and I've spent a lot of time, and the University of Delaware has the Biden School there as well, so I spent a lot of time on campus with college students.
What hasn't creepy Joe Biden accomplished in his illustrious career? I'm just curious, for those of you listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. What hasn't he done? When he's not pinning medals on the wrong military person for the wrong reason, he's taking gunfire as he tries to land his troop transport. Or, wait, you do remember that Joe Biden cured cancer. Yeah, it's going to happen 10 years after he died, but I'm sure there will be a video of Joe Biden saying he cured cancer. Clearly, folks, the Democrats' presumptive presidential nominee has done it all. He sponsored every significant piece of legislation out there. And he's told you. He's been present at every major moment in modern American history. For goodness sakes, folks, don't you know that Joe Biden killed Osama bin Laden? He and Obama led SEAL Team 6 into Pakistan, and they did it. Yeah, Joe, that's a big effing deal, Biden. He's the one who proclaimed that the Obamacare, the deal that effectively killed thousands of Americans who were too scared to use their health insurance, is something that he needs to run his campaign on. Biden, in that clip I just played earlier, he rambled for 8 minutes, and he's talking to this 18-year-old kid, and he finally says, he declares to this kid, you know, when I left the Senate, I went and taught college. I was a university professor. This is a brain-dead moron and a plagiarist, a bigger liar than anybody except for maybe Hillary Clinton. And he's trying to appeal to youngsters. And he didn't disappoint. He did exactly what they cued him to do. There's a lot we can do. He's telling this kid, yeah, I can help you. What's funny is when Biden, how he tries to, whatever the situation is, he lets you know how influential he was. Well, look, when I left the Senate, I got right onto that, you know, education stuff. I became a professor. Went to the highest paid place I could go. I went to an Ivy League school. I became a professor where I was seen around campus with a bunch of you youngsters. Yeah, I had a bond with you people. Then they named a school after me. The University of Delaware. You know, they call it the Biden School of Nonsense, Biden School of Malarkey. And because he spent so much time with those college kids, well, hey, by osmosis, that makes him, he's a professional in understanding college kids and their needs. Didn't I tell you I spent time on a college campus? Right after I flew that transport that brought all those people in, they were firing at me as I was trying to land it. No, I don't have a pilot license, but, you know, I was flying it. And we landed. And then while I was there, there was this guy that had saved a bunch of people. And the general asked, would I pin a medal on the kid? Now, I know that Barack Obama did that at the White House, but don't believe that. And that was just before that little jaunt that where I saved those, you know, killed Osama bin Laden and saved those Navy SEALs single-handedly. I mean, you might as well be making up stories like that, because Biden lives in a world where nobody, he doesn't think anybody remembers or keeps up with stuff. It's a scary thought, by the way, of having Biden roaming around campus, sneaking up on unsuspected co-eds, grabbing them by the shoulders from behind and smelling their hair. Biden folks will tell you anything it takes to get a vote. He wanted these youngsters to believe that he's one of them. Bernie, why are you listening to Bernie Sanders? What's Bernie got that I don't have? Huh? I can appeal to you. What do you need to hear? That I'm one of you? Yeah, come on, old blue. You can join the fraternity. In case you saw, what was it, School Days or not School Days? I forget the name of the movie with the old blue. They started the fraternity. Oh, man. If Biden were appealing to taxi drivers, he'd reminisce about the cab he took one time while he was growing up in Scranton and how that cabbie needed, you know, a new limb. And Joe went to his office and he got him a new limb and he sewed it on him. And that cabbie walked away. He could drive. That cabbie couldn't even drive. When I met him, he was barely driving. I looked at his leg and I said, that's not a leg that's going to work there, fella. I mean, come on, man. That's another thing Biden likes to say a lot. Come on, man. You can't be driving with that leg. Let's go back to my place. I'll get you a prosthetic leg. We'll cut that leg off. I'll give you a prosthetic. This leg will be better than the other one. I promise you. Or my name's not Joe Biden. Joe Biden's a maniac. The Democrats know it. I'm going to get more into it. He's a maniac. If Joe Biden wanted to appeal to garbage workers, he would talk about the one time he watched the guy take out the trash. How profoundly watching that guy take out that trash impacted him. How he wanted to help garbage workers. And by the way, he pinned that medal on a garbage worker, asked by the leader of the garbage worker unions to please recognize this one guy whose selfless act of picking up that extra garbage deserved the medal. And Joe pinned that medal on him. Yeah, right after he bombed Soleimani. Yeah, right after that. He and Brian Williams did it. Aside from Biden's dementia, folks, what should scare Democrats more than anything is how easily Biden lies. I'll give you a real-life story from my son. My son will lie to get out of anything, my youngest son. He will lie, lie, lie. And I went to him and I said, son, do you understand that you're going to be a lot better off telling the truth? Because we're going to catch you in the lie. And then it's going to be really bad for you. And then he still lie, lie, lie. And I go, do you understand? Did you do it? No, I didn't do it. Lie is easy as can be. And I said, we're going to break you of that habit before anything. Because that's the last thing you're going to go into manhood doing is being a professional liar. Joe Biden, folks, hasn't been broken of that. He's stuck. I'll get back to
this. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats' biggest woe, their biggest problem, the thing that brings them angst more than John Durham's report, more than Trump's ability to make this economy hum, more than all of it. The real issue with Joe Biden is Joe Biden. They're seeing what's wrong with this guy. Dementia. This guy did interviews on Skype or whatever, you know, like remote interviews. And he did a series of them, and every single one of them was an embarrassment. There wasn't a single one. Joe Biden was supposed to be doing these live streams to update us on the coronavirus because he was going to give the leftist side of it, you know, the truthful side, according to them, because Donald Trump wasn't going to give you the truth. And Joe Biden blew it. The Democrats have to be saying, please don't do any interviews, Joe. But he can't not do it. Remember what I warned you? By the way, this is the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. And I happen to be, yep, that dude, Kevin Jackson. And I warned you guys. I said once Joe Biden gets put into the spotlight, it is the worst possible thing that could happen. Now old crazy Joe is telling people that he was a professor at the University of Pennsylvania. That's what he's telling people. He was a professor. But the biggest thing that scares the Democrats about Joe Biden, they wanted him, kind of, by default. Who else did they have? Is Biden lies easily. I was finishing with a story that, you know, kids, they say intelligence, the more intelligence you have, the more you lie as a kid. Well, I lied through my teeth as a kid. But you know what happened when I got older? I said, you got to stop. You got to stop. If your life isn't good enough to tell as is, you got to stop. And I'll be honest, I think I live a pretty vibrant life. Compared to some of the people that get a lot of press, I could blow them away with the things I go to. Now, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you it's all because of me. It isn't. I'm friends with guys like Ross Perot and the Bush family, not George Bush. I'm talking about the beer Bushes. And people like that, they invite me to stuff that I would never get invited to on my own, but I get to live through them. And you know what happens when you get to somewhere and you're brought in by a billionaire? You know what happens? Let me walk you through it. By association, people go, that dude's a big deal. People are coming over, well, who are you? I'm just a friend of Mr. Perot's there. He's my buddy. I'm just a friend of Foster's. I'm just a friend of August. You know, I don't even say what I do. What could I say that would be bigger than that? But it ain't lies. It's the truth. Now, if I want, well, you know, I used to be on Fox, you know, or what? That don't mean anything. In comparison to saying I'm a friend of Ross Perot's, I'm a friend of so-and-so's, man, that's nothing. So that's the deal. But I'm telling you, there are people out there that want to believe the hype about themselves and all that. I'll tell you, I've been around people that are legitimately have power through money or whatever, and I'm not even going to try to compete. Why would I try to impress you? I don't have it. I don't have any of that. I have guilt by association, if you will. And these happen to be very, very good guys. Thank God they're friends of mine. But let me tell you, Joe Biden, he doesn't, with everything this man has supposedly accomplished, you know what Joe's problem is? It isn't enough. And let me tell you why. Because Joe still hasn't accomplished Jack Pignal. That's right. 40-something years in service, supposedly, to this country. And he can't point the finger at anything that he's proud of. So what's Joe do? He makes it up. Things that can be easily disproven. Easily. Joe lives in a world where people, you know, can fact check, but he's stuck in the world where he thinks they can't. Joe is stuck in the 1950s and 60s when information was not readily available. You could go out and lie, and that audience didn't know about the lie till 2 years later. You were in office when they found out about the lie, and then you were like, well, you probably just misunderstood me. I was talking fast, and they said, no, Joe, 14 people said it. Yeah, you just misunderstood. It's not, hey, listen, what? Let's go get a drink, or let's go have a burger together or something. And he goes back to being Mr. Colloquial Joe. But people can fact check you now, folks, within seconds. Yep. No longer does it take weeks to find out, oh, Joe really didn't fly that transport plane, or he didn't pin that medal on somebody, or whatever. People know right away. People that knew you go, that ain't true. That's a lie. But the anachronistic Rip Van Winkle, he continues to lie. Blatant lies. And look, the media fact checks Donald Trump on everything. Donald Trump will say, look, we got the best. We got the best medicine, the best test for this thing that people are looking for. It's the best. We've tested more people than anybody. Oh, it's not true. Per capita, England has tested more people. What? They'll look for a way to make what Donald Trump says a lie. If Trump gives you a statistic, that's not true. I read a report where it was not 39.2, it was 39.1. He's lying. But Trump isn't going to blatantly lie. He'll tell you, oh, I think it's this, you know, maybe. And you can, I'm not kidding, go listen to him. I've listened to him. I did this before he was ever elected. People are, he's a liar. And I would go, no, he didn't. He didn't say that. He alluded to a number, but he goes, look, I don't know, but I hear it's this. He gives himself lots of wiggle room on these so-called lies, but they still call him a lie. Joe Biden doesn't give you any wiggle room at all. They're blatant lies. But I dare you. I dare you to find me any leftist. I don't even think we as members of the right, I don't count Joe Biden's lie. I don't go, that was the 45th lie that Joe Biden's told. I just go, there's another Joe Biden blatant lie, easily disprovable. I got arrested in Soweto. No, you didn't, Joe. Yeah, Nelson Mandela got out and we protested his being in there, me and the governor of Soweto, and we both got arrested. And they go, Joe, no, you didn't. We talked to the governor. We looked for arrest records. We did everything. You didn't get arrested. Oh, okay, yeah, well, you're right. And the media goes, nothing. I want you just to imagine if Donald Trump said, you know, I was part of the black struggle and I was in Soweto and I got arrested with the mayor of Soweto while we were protesting the unfair incarceration of Nelson Mandela. And they go, Trump, you weren't even in Soweto. You were golfing at Mar-a-Lago. Oh, well, okay. What do you think they would say? You think it would be a pass? You think it would, oh, it's no big deal, man. I mean, it wasn't really that big of a deal. Whatever. Joe Biden, I sponsored the bill. We counted in just so you guys are aware, in the debates, Joe Biden said 14 times that he sponsored a bill. We're fact-checking him right now just to see if any of it was true. And he always said, I sponsored the bill. It got undone. But so some of it's probably true. Or he put his name on it or whatever. But Joe Biden saved us from ourselves. How did we ever get to be anything in the world without Joe sponsoring his bills? I mean, come on, man. Come on, man. Joe Biden was given an honorary professor position within a week after he left the vice president's office. He was given that position at the University of Dayton, or Delaware. Sorry about that, University of Delaware. He misstated the time of his becoming the first Benjamin Franklin presidential practice professor as he left the Senate in 2009 to become vice president. I mean, on and on. But I love the timing of this one because I think Democrats have finally realized, you know what? We can't run with this dude. We got to figure something out. And now we're hearing they want to shoehorn Cuomo in. Bad mistake, but do it. Tara Reid, this story, gave graphic detail about how she was sexually harassed by Joe Biden. Says she was sent to a Russia gym bag to Biden, who was U.S. Senator at the time, when he accosted her in a side area and allegedly sexually assaulted her. We were alone. It was the strangest thing. There was no, like, exchange, really. He just had me up against the wall. His hands were underneath my clothes, she went on explaining in graphic detail what he went on to do to her. She claimed that he was kissing her during the assault and asked if she wanted to go somewhere else. After he said to her, come on, man, I heard you like me. Wow. Come on, man, I heard you like me. She says that he angrily dismissed her and walked off. She says that the assault left her shaking in the stairwell, trying to grasp what had just happened and what should I say or what should I do. There were no witnesses. Now look, I don't know whether it happened or not. I don't even care. Joe Biden is being targeted by his own folks.
This is the K- Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.